Welcome to Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now, she is here to bring that knowledge to you. The information she shares will help those who hear it to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, there is no limit to what you can accomplish. Today and every Wednesday on Brain Lady Speaks, you'll explore the latest findings to see how they have practical application in your life. And now, get ready to join Julie Anderson on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. Take it away, Julie.
Welcome, everyone, to the Brain Lady Speaks podcast. I am Julie Anderson, also known as Brain Lady Julie, and I am here with my friend, Kathy Peek. Kathy, welcome to the Brain Lady Speaks podcast.
So good to be here, Julie, and good to see your smiling face.
It's good to have you here. We've been talking about doing this for so long, and we finally got you on the Women Entrepreneurs podcast, and now on this one, and we're going to talk a completely different angle of money this time around. So if you want to know about some 401ks and long-term investing, pop over and watch the Women Entrepreneurs podcast interview that we did with Kathy. But on this one, we're going to talk, because it's brain, right? We're going to talk about that and that science of the brain and the psychology behind mindset, because that has so much to do with if we address our financial needs or we do avoidance of them. So before we get into that, let me read you, for those of you who haven't seen the other program, let me read you Kathy's bio. Kathy got into finances shortly after 9/11. She is an entrepreneur at heart, and she's owned and grown several successful businesses. She then became an independent financial advisor, complete with the series 6, 63, and 65 of insurance licenses. You can pop over and watch the other program for that one. Using her love for teaching and her passion for financial understanding, Kathy created My Money Adventure workshops to educate others on the basics of becoming financially successful, so that no matter what age or stage or level you are at, you can understand the steps that you need to follow. She offers web-based programs for kids and teens, which I think is fantastic. Get their mindset right around money at an early age, called Financial Freedom, to learn the basics in a fun, hands-on way for them. Kathy's has years of experience as a business owner, mother, teacher, and advisor, and this has made her a respected source, both personally and professionally. She has come to see herself as an investor in people's dreams, helping them to articulate their ideas, realize their hopes, and fulfill their ambitions. Her passion is working with single moms and widows to guide them to make informed decisions about their future and feel secure and confident. She has two best-selling books and a soon-to-be-released book called co-authored in Empowering Women with Words, Life-Changing Conversations. And she is the co-founder and is a co-founder of Empowering Women Alliance, LLC. Kathy, welcome to the Brain Lady Speaks podcast, video cast.
Finally made it here with my friend, the Brain Lady Julie.
And we've been talking about doing this for a long time.
Yes. And it's a topic that I came very late to life to begin to understand the money mindset. And it comes from so many different places. And we get that mindset very, very, very young. Mm-hmm. And so do you want me to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, let's kind of lead into that with understanding. So when on the Brain Lady Speaks, we always like to talk about how your thought process, what goes on in your mind, your mindset affects the chemistry in your brain. And your brain will support you, will believe you, no matter what you tell it, even if what you're telling it is a lie, right? It's going to follow. And a lot of times when it comes to money, people have certain mindsets, certain thought processes surrounding money that may or may not always serve them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that is they avoid talking about money because there's some kind of a trauma or there's something negative attached to that. Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, then finding financial security is always going to be a challenge.
Yep.
Right. So let's talk about that. What is the money mindset? And then you can kind of lead us through this.
As I said, it comes very young and comes through and gets created basically from the time we're born, the environment that we're in, the messages, verbal and nonverbal, that happen to us as children, and the things that we see, the conversations that we hear or don't hear, and all of these things become part of your subconscious.
Yeah.
So many people don't even know that they don't even know.
Exactly. Exactly.
What's ruling. It's like this little dictator.
Yeah.
Telling you what to do, when to do it, how to do it. And a lot of times there's emotional triggers. And if you begin to notice your feelings around money. So when you see something like the show, this is going to age me, but the show, the Lives of the Rich and Famous, either you love it or you hated it. Do you like talking about money? Do you get triggered when you see a friend going on a trip that, you know, you haven't been on a vacation in years?
Yeah.
You get triggered by that. Do you and your spouse or even friends have issues when it comes around talking about money or what you do with money? Let me give you a great example. I have a very dear friend and I was traveling with her for business and it was her business and I was kind of helping out. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize how much I've grown in my money mindset. I've known her for years and years, but she wanted to stay in this particular hotel because of the cost of it.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say it was a little sketchy.
And
I felt very, very uncomfortable. You know, we walked in and the bathroom wasn't really finished. There was a lot of tile missing and, you know, the toilet was wobbly and it just didn't feel right. And I said to her, "I'm sorry. I cannot stay here. I can't stay here. And I'll pay for us to stay at the Embassy Suites just down the road."
Mm-hmm.
And it really upset her because she essentially said, "We can't travel together anymore because I'm not willing to pay that kind of money." And I said, "Well, if we split it, it's really not that much more than, you know, because it was her business that we were traveling for. So she, you know, and kind of included me." Mm-hmm. And I said, "Well, if you let me pay half, it's basically the same amount." Mm-hmm. So anyways, it's little things like that, that we're still very dear friends.
Yeah.
But I now know that I have a different money mindset when it comes to what I'm willing to accept and not accept. And as I said, it's, you know, all kinds of things. What do you think of? How do you feel when you hear the word money? Mm-hmm. I once did this wonderful exercise, actually in a speaking class, a speaking course that I did, with this wonderful lady. And she actually had us sitting across the table with somebody else and they were money. And we had to talk to money. And it's really, really fascinating to hear some of the things that not only came out of my mouth, but when it switched, when I was money, what she was saying to me,
how she
felt about money. And you know, there's all of those things. When I was growing up, my mom was the entrepreneur. My father was a pilot, then became a captain and supported the family very well. really expected my mom to be the homemaker, but my mom always had this entrepreneurial side of her. And she decided to start this business. It was what's now called a multi-level marketing business, team building business, whatever you want to call it. And she was doing very well. Now we're talking mid to late 60s.
Okay.
When there wasn't drop shipping. There was a garage full of products. There was, you know,
right.
You know, you had to pack it all yourself and ship it all yourself and all of those kinds of things. And she did extremely well. And my dad became very, very, his ego couldn't handle it. Because he finally said, I'm not having my wife making as much money as I do as a pilot selling soap. And so he essentially gave her a choice. Now, I didn't know this at the time, but I could see that there was something that died in my mom during that time. And there was this walking on eggshells around the house. Later on, I found he gave her a choice of either keeping the business and divorcing him or giving up the business and keeping as a family. And of course,
he had a subconscious money mindset that prevented him from truly enjoying his relationship with your mom.
Right.
Because money was in the way.
Money was about control. He who made the money had the control. And he didn't like the fact that she was so good. Unfortunately, that's the case, because if she had continued on, when she got much older, she would not have only a Social Security paycheck and me to take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my dad did very, very well, but we didn't talk about money.
Yeah.
Because he had a pension. Mm-hmm. And so money wasn't in my household conversation because you just didn't talk about money. And, you know, he provided very well. So I wasn't in the mindset of poor.
But it wasn't a conversation. It wasn't
a conversation.
Yeah.
Right. And I didn't live, you know, like a rich kid either, where I could just buy anything and do anything and all of that. But, you know, we did have a very nice lifestyle, lived in nice houses. I didn't have the scarcity mindset. And so that all of these things. And so when I was writing the chapter that I did for Empowering Women with Words, I drew from my own experience with money. And my title of my chapter is What I Didn't Know Cost Me Plenty, because I actually did not get the money memo, I call it. Mm-hmm. I didn't get the money memo until I was in my 40s and was introduced to financial advising as a career. And at that time, I didn't know the difference between a stock and a bond. I didn't know anything about investing. I was married to a very successful doctor, and we lived high on the hog. We had lots of money. It came and went, but
right.
We won't go into that story. But definitely, once we divorced, I needed something that would give me the type of money that I had become accustomed to.
Right.
And I was willing to work for it, but I also didn't want to give up being a mom and being with my kids for field trips and didn't want the nine to five kind of thing.
Yeah.
So tell us, because
before we started recording, you told me that in your chapter in the book, you identify different, you kind of give a cute little name or title to the different mindsets. Sure. Why don't you share that with us? Because I thought they were really cute, but I'm curious. You didn't tell me what they meant.
Right.
You just told me the titles.
Right.
So I'm curious what those are and what they mean.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to make this interesting and fun. And I've met many of these types through my 20 odd years in business as a financial advisor. And so first of all, there's the ostrich. the ostrich is the person who sticks their head in the sand and doesn't want to even deal with it. Just not even going there. Then there's the scarlet. For those of you that have seen Gone with the Wind and know about Scarlett O'Hara, she was very dramatic. And she was like, oh, I don't want to deal with that today. Tomorrow is another day. Fiddle-dee-dee. And so even though she was very sharp and very, very in control of so many things, she has that mindset of I'll deal with it tomorrow. And I think that's where a lot of women find themselves. They're very smart, but they'll deal with it tomorrow. There's the hippy dippy. I used to be one of these. the hippy dippy is kind of the one where God will provide. You know, let's just have fun. And there's money in the world. And, you know, it'll come. It'll come. We just have to pray a lot and enjoy life. So that's what I call the hippy dippy. I describe them a little bit more in detail.
They're
just very carefree with their money and don't really think about making money because it comes and it goes and all of those kinds of things. There's the squirrel. This is the one that has a scarcity mindset where they're constantly afraid that they're squirreling around, they're squirreling away their money. And this may be the millionaire next door. They live very simply, but they've got a lot of money squirreled away. However, a lot of times it's just in the bank and it's not working for them. They've got it squirreled away in a safe place, but they don't take into account inflation and making more money than inflation. And eventually it gets, but they squirrel it all away and they're scared of letting go of any of it. They're not going to tithe. They're not going to give it away. It's their money, and they're going to keep it. And then there's the Noble Nelly. Now, Noble Nelly comes in three forms. She can be the type where she just isn't worthy. Oh, I'm not worthy of money. I haven't done enough. I'm not good enough. And then there's the moralistic Noble Nelly, where a lot of times people will see people who are very religious and money is the root of all evil. No money. I don't want money because money corrupts, and they have that mindset. And I'm sure you know a lot of those types of people. And then there's the selfish Noble Nelly, where she doesn't understand her link to money. She's very, very selfish when it comes to keeping her money and doesn't like to share it, or, you know, she just thinks that that's not the right thing to do. And that she even gets angry when people give her money because, no, it's their money. It's not my money. It's their money. So they're very noble when it comes to money. And then the last two, there's the peacock. The peacock.
Like to show it all off.
That's right. Just show it all off. But in essence, she's just like any other turkey. And she looks good on the outside.
Right.
And she looks fabulous. But when she goes home, she can be very depressed. She can be very inward, introverted, because she has nothing. And she looks great on the outside, but really doesn't have what it takes. And then where we all want to go is the queen. Now, we're not talking about necessarily like the Queen of England, where it's where you're ruling over people. But the queen is somebody who is the ruler of her realm. She has her minions, her attorney, her financial advisor, she's got her trust lawyer. She's got
she's in control.
She's in control of everything. she delegates very, very well. She knows where her money is and she knows how to use it. She's investing it. She may have several different businesses. She has different types of investments. She may own real estate. She is large and in charge, and that's the queen. And so those are my different money mindsets.
I love that. So now with this, when mm-hmm. you talk about, let's say you have somebody that knows that they are not in a comfortable place with money. They're mm-hmm. they're struggling to make it, and they can't understand why they can't, or they fit into one of the categories where they just don't want to talk about it. They're just going to mm-hmm. hide their head in the sand, or mm-hmm. or maybe they have that scarcity and they're the squirrel and they're running around trying to. And they realize that it's causing them, because whenever there's stress in our life, mm-hmm. whatever that stress is connected to, it kicks off chemical changes in your brain that are not positive. Mm-hmm. So if someone's listening to this and saying, okay, I just identified with one of those and I can tell that isn't serving me, this mm-hmm. isn't a good place for my brain to be in, mm-hmm. I need to do something about it. What does somebody do to start to make those changes mm-hmm. in the way that they think about money and in the way that they handle money and the way they emotionally feel connected to money? Mm-hmm. What's some good practical steps that somebody can go through for that?
Well, the first part is to notice, is aware, to come to the realization mm-hmm. and to actually go back into your childhood and start writing about maybe some of the money messages that you got. Maybe it was from your grandfather or your grandmother, mm-hmm. your aunt or your eccentric uncle or your childhood friend. Or it could be your mom or your dad. A lot of things are clouded with mom and dad in our minds. And I got mixed messages from mine. My mom... Right. Entrepreneur, own your own business. That's the way to go. My dad, security, lots of money, get educated, all of those things. Mm-hmm. So I had a very jumbled mind. So first of all, and most of us have very mixed messages, but writing down those things, beginning mm-hmm. to understand, and then shifting by many different ways. Some of the books that I have loved over the years, there's a book by Stuart Wilde, Wilde, called The Trick to Money is Having Some. It's a bit new age, but it really goes into how our brains work when it comes to money and how to get out of that mindset. Of course, the classic is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. He goes into lots of details about how to change your money mindset and how to think about money, how to devise a plan about money. And then there's one, Psycho-Cybernetics by Maxwell Maltz, another very old book, but really talks about mindset and how it affects your brain and how it affects the outcome. Recently, I read a book by Gabrielle Bernstein called Something Abundance. I'm blanking on it, but if you look up Gabrielle Bernstein, I want to say Simple Abundance. No, that's not right. Anyways, she talks a lot about money mindset and where our money mindset comes from and how to think. But those are a couple of things. Doing a lot of reading, really getting clear maybe about where it comes from, and then begin to shift mm-hmm. by using affirmations. But affirmations that are active, and that's a whole nother topic. But if your family, if you had a scarcity mindset, one of my favorite mantras that I've been using for years and years and years is God always provides. Now, I have a fundamental belief system that God always provides. He doesn't always provide exactly when I want him to provide.
His answer isn't always the one you want it to be.
Right. And in many, many, many ways, things have come to me magically in ways that I never would have thought of, but I have never been a bag lady. I've never been out on the street. So mm-hmm. I do believe that God always provides, and money flows to me easily and effortlessly. That's another one of my mantras. And a lot of times, I've grown a lot in the last, say, 40 years.
Yeah.
And many, many years ago, you wouldn't have recognized me. I was very shy. I was, I didn't really particularly know myself or like myself. And so for probably 5 years, I said to myself in the mirror, any mirror that I went past, I like myself. I like myself. Sitting in the car, I'd look in the mirror and I'd say, I like myself. And it, you know, like that repetition, and then begin to really look at what you're grateful for. Look to see what your money mindset is and how you can use that as a tool. The other thing, money is a tool, and money is energy. Those are two things that we have to understand as human beings. Mm-hmm. Just like a hammer can be used to build a house, it can also be used to tear down a house.
Yeah.
And so you have to look at what are the tools that you're using.
Yeah.
What is your mindset about money to begin to build that? And then money is nothing more than energy. And Napoleon Hill goes into that. I actually have tried to start Think and Grow Rich many, many times over the years. And finally, I discovered it on Audible. And I started listening to it on Audible. And he talks a lot about those kinds of things. So I love Audible because it does go into my brain.
Yes.
And then it begins to rewire how I think about money.
Yeah.
And then just catching yourself when you're having one of those either panic attacks or nervousness about money, really.
And stop and ask why it's happening.
Right. Noticing when those come and really getting at the source, because that subconscious dictator is very hard to change the neurosynapses. You know much more about that than I do.
Right.
But it's very difficult to change those if you don't even know how they're linked.
That it exists. Yeah. Or why it's there. Right.
You
have to be able to kind of walk down the hall of history in your in your mind as to what is it connected to, because it might not have even been anything that happened to you. It could be, as you said, something that your grandparents experienced because they were in, or your great grandparents, depending on what generation you're in, because they went through the war, or they went through the depression, or they went through time periods where the things were very tight or very different. Mm-hmm. And so my grandmother was that way. You know, she was a depression era child, and she had, when she died and we went through her house, I mean, she had cans of things she would preserve and can things. And she had things that were rotten. They were 30 years old, but she wouldn't get rid of them because she had that. And so the mindset around things like that are also connected to money.
Yeah.
So
they saved everything. They saved tin. Yeah.
They saved everything.
My mom saved baggies and paper towels. When she died, I found a big bag of aluminum foil, baggies, and paper towels.
Wow. Yeah. So you got to figure it out. You got to figure it out. Our producer looked up, our wonderful producer, Kelly, looked up the name of the book. And she thinks it, How to Attract Abundance. Does that make sense? Does that sound like
That's one of her books, but she's got several of them. And I just, not everything that I read in that book I necessarily agree with, but there's so much in there that really talks about our brain and the way that we look at money.
Yeah.
And we're either going to have an abundance mindset uh-huh. or a scarcity mindset.
Right.
And right. sometimes they kind of interchange. I even find with myself, there's sometimes when there's certain things I'll spend money on, but there's other things, no, I'm not going to pay that for that.
Right. Yeah.
And so it's not so much that it's not worth it. It's just not worth it to me.
To you, yeah.
Because of, but there's just so much. It's so rich to really look at because you know what? Yeah. Money touches everything.
Yeah.
You don't want to
be controlled by money and you don't want to be, you know, you want to be, you want that balance in there. So
you want to be the queen who,
I love it.
Who rules her realm.
Yeah.
And when you're dealing with your own kids, I highly recommend that you begin very young mm-hmm. in talking about money and yeah. the worth of money and how to use money and how to get money. And that's one of the things in Financial Freedom for Kids and Teens, that they really talk about the different types of money, how to make money, how yeah. to give money. And that's the other thing about money. It flows like a current. It is energy. And if you cut it off, hold on to it,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't flow and it becomes stagnant and it dies, just like, you know, a tourniquet on the arm.
Yeah.
It will, you know, stop the flow of money. You have to remember currency comes yeah. from current. And
I like
currency
that.
Does flow. There is a yeah. giving and a receiving. So the old thing about giving money and receiving money, you have to be able to do both.
Yeah.
And yeah. if you have a problem giving away money, that's a really important clue as to your money mindset.
Right.
Because I do believe God always provides, and I have to trust in order to, in my belief system, tithe, give back, because I believe he's the source of all of my goodness. And I give back as a thanks, as a gratitude. And that yeah. giving back, that flow of money is very, very essential.
Yeah.
No matter who you are, where you yeah. are.
Yeah. We're running over the 30-minute mark there. So I wanted to be able to wrap it up. Some great advice. I look forward to seeing the book and reading your chapter in it. For those of you who want to stay connected with Kathy, get to know more about her services at Peak Financial Services, then you can go to the Peak Financial Group, which is tpfinancial.net. You can stay connected with Kathy on all the different social media platforms. And I am sure that if you do that, if you're interested in the book, then mm-hmm. I'm sure that as soon as that book is ready for purchase, that you will have all that information. You'll be letting us all know yeah. on social media.
And we also have a Facebook group, Empowering Women Alliance. You can find us and ask to join that.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, and there's your email and your phone number for individuals who want to do that. So anyone who's listening to this as a podcast, go to the brainladyspeaks.com. And on the show page for this interview, you will be able to see all of the ways that you can stay connected with Kathy. Kathy, thank you so much for being on the Brain Lady Speaks show today. Very nice to have you here. All right. For those of you who want to stay connected with me, with the Brain Lady, then reach out. I am Brain Lady Julie on Instagram, on LinkedIn, all over the place. Purple Brain Lady on Facebook. We have a YouTube channel, which that's where this interview is housed. So if you're listening, go like the YouTube channel, thumbs up. Be sure to share if this is information on any of the shows that you watch that you think would be beneficial to the people that you are connected to, then please share that out and give us a positive review on iTunes so we can just get this information out to the masses even more. And thank you very much for taking the time to watch the program or to listen to the program. I am honored that you took the time to do that. And until next week, I want everyone to just roll your shoulders back, open up those airways, take a nice deep breath, and simply enjoy every moment.